right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from Maker's Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this
place, man. Go look.
He's got a billion toys.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylon to bring us down to possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because the guy reads comics he can't...
I'll fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse down here.
Oh yeah, it worked.
That's something you never want to hear at the beginning of anything.
Well, really. I've had
on
some,
this show,
I've had some technical difficulties with this computer the last 2 or 3 days.
Oh, really? What? That's good.
Yeah.
So well, you may be hearing deja vu pretty soon.
Right. So I was trying to, we're getting right into it. I was trying to set up our t-shirts, plural. We'll get to that in a moment, that we were setting up. And this current machine.
Not so current machine.
Will not support
the newest
sites that have. Or that require some sort of Flash uploading of files or some sort of file uploader.
So the newest version of Flash is not compatible.
No, not even sort of, kind of.
So listeners, that is how old this computer is.
This machine is currently running 10.5.6, I believe.
So when you're wondering, should I go over to Big Kev's Geek Stuff and hit that donate button?
Or you can go over to BK Geek Stuff.
That's right.
And donate.
I thought we were not rolling that out yet.
Well, it'll be on the stickers and stuff.
I thought it was a soft launch.
Until
350.
That was a soft launch.
We won't mention it again now until 350 or New York Comic Con.
I was hoping you wouldn't point it out, and I was just gonna like grace.
But we had an agreement.
Considered it agreed upon.
More
than welcome to fix it in post if you want.
But
just take that out.
Yeah.
So I quickly about the donations though. So the deadline is officially cut.
Yeah.
For New York Comic Con. However, we are now in, we would like to upgrade past 10.5.6.
The Begathon mode continues.
Begathon mode is a forever mode in the current Geek Stuff world.
I mean, but specifically right now.
Yes. So the machine is a little bit old. It gave me some difficulty.
No.
The machine is a lot of bit old.
Thank you.
The machine is that Fred is Flintstone
for
old.
For you computer geeks out there, that is a black back iMac, if that puts it in any kind of perspective for you.
The Sunflower wasn't too far behind it.
That's correct. I would prefer if we had the Sunflower. I mean, cooler. From an aesthetic perspective.
Yeah. But we do have a t-shirt.
Yeah.
We
had two when the day started.
Yep.
We're down to one.
So far. So
Hopefully the other one comes back.
I maintain it's not dead.
I maintain it is not dead.
It's not design, dead. It's just growing in a pot somewhere.
And the design, that's right. And the design will be will live on through stickers at minimum.
That's true, yes.
So yeah, so we had a Scapegroot t-shirt.
Yay.
But it got yanked for copyright infringement.
Yeah.
For some reason. I can only imagine because the head was based directly on the, or was, not wasn't even based, was based the Funko.
On, based right. on.
Yeah.
Based on, you said?
Based on.
Based on. Very good. Yeah.
However.
Come on now.
I'm with you.
However, sticker companies don't give a shit. So.
Right. And we're not gonna say anything bad about them because they still have the order.
We don't have to say anything. They haven't delivered it yet.
We don't have to say anything.
But we do have one other t-shirt that is available.
Which is actually legal.
There's nothing illegitimate about that
t-shirt.
It is
original content mostly.
That's right. It is the Coke Logic new logo t-shirt. It's currently up for pre-order. That's going to be up for 2 weeks. We need 20 pre-orders in order to move forward with that t-shirt. We're currently at 7 or 8.
Wow.
I think.
Nice.
Wow, that's not bad.
So,
did you order yours?
Nope.
Scapegroot?
Nope.
Well, why not? Why aren't you supporting the show?
I was waiting for the I Am Scapegroot shirt so I could.
You can't have one of each somehow?
I didn't say I wasn't.
Why haven't you ordered?
Have you ordered yours?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was like the fifth person.
So they do make it in that size.
Yes. I see what you did there.
Thank you.
You made a fat joke.
No.
Wow. Way to target me.
No.
So
first of all, you are a large
thing.
Target, so very easy to hit.
But I
wasn't making a fat
Two
joke.
Two in a row.
I was just saying how convenient it is that one can choose the size
that
they want.
Yeah. So here's the
one
important
can
thing.
Choose the size if they make it for fat people is what you're saying.
No, right. They make it for all people.
That's right. Well, they don't make it for all people because parachute is not an option.
Parachute
stops. There is a level. But the important part about the pre-order is that aside from the fact that we need 20 to move forward, but it will allow you to order your size. Cause even if we choose to move forward with the design at some point in time, we probably won't stock all of the sizes available to
us. So that one really, really short person, we're not just going to buy a bunch of extra smalls. There's no reason to have an extra small.
You decided to go that route instead of going. So if
I celebrate diversity. So I went one end of the spectrum. We're going to a different one.
That's right.
I see.
Does it also come in female size or is it just unisex?
I know. Actually, I think
female
they have,
sizes.
I think
so now
they
we're going,
have girl sizes as well.
Now that's we're going awesome. Sexist yep. as well. That's great.
They might have.
How is it sexist for me to include everyone? I think you're missing the
I think
point
there are just sizes.
They might have children's sizes.
No, I don't want any.
Now we're ageist. Great. So what the hell's next?
These are legitimate things.
These are legitimate options on the website we hope you choose.
No, totally fine.
And
black guy's butt is not higher up than a white guy's
just
butt.
Just because you got your parachute in a knot doesn't mean...
Wow.
Yeah.
Hopping right on the Scapegroot bandwagon, huh?
So check it out. Check it out.
So
it's
listen,
a cool shirt.
So
listen.
If I could summarize... If you're a fat guy, you better order this damn
That's
shirt
right.
now.
But I want to say a couple more things.
If you're a person of anything, you should go order
the
shirt.
And
right now.
I will say that it is a pre-order, so you will not be charged until the 2 week period is up.
Correct.
If you are coming to New York Comic Con, we will waive the shipping fee and you can pick it up directly at New York Comic Con.
Magic. We'd like to see you.
The shipping fee, a little bit. And a couple of people today. Because we can't have anything nice and people have to be haters.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, $20, it's kind of a lot. I don't pay $20 at T-Fury.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not ordering 1,000 shirts.
Yeah.
Without giving you direct numbers, our actual profit margin on these shirts are in the cents.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
There is no profit margin, to be honest with you.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not making any money.
Yeah, the point of this is not for us to make money on these. If it was, we'd be charging $25 or whatever.
It's promotion, sir.
And people have been requesting shirts.
For years.
We're trying to give you shirts.
Yeah.
That's where it is.
So please enjoy them. Yep.
With that, I think
T-Fury did have some cool stuff though.
T-Fury has great
but
shirts.
But they have a different business.
Shirt
they
Punch
order
has great
20,000 shirts.
Right, they're ordering
and sell them. Yeah.
20,000. You could, if I was ordering that many shirts, I could sell them for $10 a shirt. Also,
yeah, exactly.
I'm not.
Nope.
So
one
there's
day.
That.
One day. Never know.
But I think with that, we could probably move forward with the rest of the episode.
Yeah. What did we even introduce?
We did not.
Okay.
Oh, we went right into it. Yeah. And speaking of T-shirts, I think it's time to revisit that other T-shirt idea.
What's the other T-shirt idea?
The Tolkien one.
I don't know. Is it? We'll have to talk about that one. I kind of feel like the relevance of that one might have dropped off a little bit.
Really?
I think so.
We should just make an ice bucket challenge shirt.
Wait, we might have to replace.
That'll be a flash in the pan. That'll just. You know, I saw a fucking Halloween costume for the ice bucket challenge.
Well, I have a great. I'm sorry.
Fucking asshole.
What?
It would be like an anime related
we'll talk
ice bucket shirt.
Talk
but actually, it would be very funny.
We talk off air about it. Don't give it away.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I kind of want to do it now.
Someone will steal it.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it off air.
All right.
Really, we this whole show has been around for years just to start a t-shirt company.
Yeah, that's it.
That's really all we wanted to do.
That's it. Hey, now you know.
We were partnered with the t-shirt company for a long time. You know, we still get asked for those t-shirts.
Yep.
We still get asked for the occasional, where is my all your friends are dead game over t-shirt or the Justin Bailey t-shirt.
Isn't that company out of business?
I believe that company is, in fact, out of business.
Why aren't we making those shirts?
It is episode 342.
It is 342.
Yep.
Go ahead. No, let Skateboard do it. Go on.
We don't have a title for the episode.
We do not have a title for the episode.
That's why we were stalling Skateboard.
The title for the episode is Skateboard No More, perhaps.
Let's see. Are we just going to work it out now? Wait, why don't you put the show on hold for a second?
We'll just suss it out as the show goes on.
Why don't you just put the show on hold?
We should call it
1 second. We'll figure it out.
This title has been pulled due to copyright infringement.
There you go.
Ugh, it's terrible.
All right, so we've got an episode title.
Yes.
There you go.
And it is?
This title has been censored for copyright.
So there you go.
There it is.
That's pretty amazing.
That's a good one, right?
That's really good.
Considering we came up with it on the fly.
It's got so much pun-ness.
And it won't, set off anybody or no one will be upset about it.
I think it'll be fine. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But
let's move forward with the news.
Yeah.
Where do we start?
News me.
How about we talk about Robin Williams?
Again?
Well,
Let him rest.
Only because in the Warlords of Draenor, is that how it's pronounced? Draenor?
Uh-huh.
D-R-A-E-N-O-R?
Uh-huh.
That sounds right.
Draenor.
It looks like that there's going to be an NPC that is a genie called Robin. And he's a blue genie with a little hat.
How are they not going to get sued by Disney?
Where's because it's far enough removed.
Because it doesn't look exactly like the genie. And if you're watching the episode on your color iPod now, you'll see an image of said genie.
Also, Disney would be huge assholes
if they were
trying to play a lawsuit with a memorial kind of thing.
I don't think they would have enough legal ground.
No, probably.
Because, again, I also don't think
they would do it.
No, I don't think so.
You can't, yeah.
But I thought that was kind of cool.
That is cool.
Robin Williams is a very big... gaming geek.
Have they said anything about World of Warcraft yet?
What do you mean?
Of what they're going to put?
That was it.
Oh.
That's in World of Warcraft. World of Draenor is the next expansion.
That's the next expansion.
Yes, sorry.
Lost on that a little bit.
Let's talk about Phineas and Ferb again, because it's becoming a recurring topic on this show. So now they've announced their next special episode after the... What was the one we just talked about? We talked about one.
Star Wars?
Jay and Silent Bob?
No, we did. They did Star Wars already.
The Simon Pegg
thing? Oh, no, the Simon Pegg one.
Yeah.
Now they're also working with Damon Lindelof to do a Lost theme episode of Phineas and Ferb.
Really?
So while I am not a fan of Lost, especially after finale,
yes.
I'm a fan of the humor that Phineas and Ferb has, and I'd love to see what they're going to do with it.
That would
be interesting. The image that they released is just a giant white polar bear.
That's really funny.
So it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to watch these.
You do.
I keep talking about the show. I actually think you would enjoy it.
Like, I think you would enjoy the specials, but I think you would enjoy some of the individual episodes.
They're made for younger people like Skateboard.
They're made for all ages.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the concept. That good writing there. Fun for the whole family.
Let's talk a little bit about Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Did you say pun for the whole family?
No, I didn't.
That's pretty funny if you did. Should have said yes to that one. Daredevil, dark and gritty.
Dark and gritty, and his costume will be more down to earth. In an interview with Empire Magazine, Netflix CEO Ted Sarnato gave some information in regards to that. Dark and gritty Daredevil? Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Did they say anything about the costume other than
no.
that?
Did they really have to announce that for us to know that that's what was going to happen?
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
You think they may have won in the jovial lighter Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
This is going to lead directly into our next topic.
Fair enough.
Yes, they did have to announce it, because I think that Marvel, and I'm not knocking Marvel at all, but I think Marvel has taken a very lighthearted approach to a lot of its properties. They get serious where they need to, but they all have this kind of lighthearted undertone.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
And Guardians, which went even further.
Right. Speaking of Guardians, by the way, back at number one.
Yeah.
And it's broke half a billion. It's
the most successful movie of the summer.
And it still hasn't opened in Japan, China, Germany and another place, and it's already broken 500 million.
That's
awesome. So that's pretty significant.
It's doing well. And you know what movie has made almost $6.3 million?
What? Which is that?
Turtles.
Sin City 2.
Sin City 2.
That movie made no money at all.
But it's weird because the people I know that saw Sin City 2 enjoyed Sin City 2.
I heard it was amazing.
But the consensus seems to be that it's just too late.
It's too far away.
It's just too far removed from the original.
Yeah. Which, we'll see. I haven't got a chance to see it yet.
I actually went back and rewatched the first one last week because my wife had never seen it and she wanted to. The first one really is a great movie. Yeah. Although, like, a couple of times in the movie, I was like, oh, they're dead. So that was kind of Michael Clark Duncan, Brittany Murphy.
Did your son watch that? Check that one out?
Not so much on that one. He was too busy watching American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, wow.
I saw a picture of him climbing your banister.
Yes. He's created obstacle courses in my living room.
Nice.
Oh, that's safe.
Training.
But
Mount Midoriyama.
According to a bunch of articles that have been floating around online, I saw it on Slash Film earlier today.
Yep.
But there's this rumor / speculation / sort of confirmation that Warner Brothers has a no jokes rule in effect for its DC related movies. So the rule,
according to rumor,
so it's the opposite of Daredevil.
Well, but this is why I think it was significant that Marvel said something, because Marvel was identifying Daredevil as slightly different than some of the other things that they have released.
Gotcha.
Right, so, and it needs to be clarified.
Gotham doesn't make me think it's going to be a comedy, so I'm not really surprised by this news.
So what I read...
That would be a no Joker rule.
Okay, but I'm glad you said what you said. Speaking of Joker, we'll get to that in a minute too. I'm glad you said what you said, because what I read, and I read two different articles, it was no jokes in DC movies is the mandate at Warner Brothers.
But not TV, because Arrow has jokes, and Flash has jokes.
So why I think this is significant is because...
Two different universes, so...
Right.
For no fucking reason.
But at some point during the day today, Seth Rogen was like, no, that's bullshit. That's absolute bullshit. Now, why would Seth Rogen know? Well, because Seth Rogen is developing Preacher. But Preacher is not for film. Preacher is for TV. So if it's really just for the cinematic universe,
right.
I could clearly see that.
I could see that.
Batman is sad.
I really thought you were going to say it's because Seth Rogen is your new Green Lantern. Because that would have been...
That would be funny.
Right out the fucking window.
But, so yeah, if that's actually true,
interesting.
It's really kind of sad that Warner Brothers feels the need to put that sort of restriction on the films. If they go to an organically light place, why not allow them to? Why not let the directors
decide what they want to do?
Decide that the tone to a certain degree.
But isn't part of what made Marvel successful is a really, really smart producing team, obviously, to tie all the cinematic universes together, not taking that away, but also that they intentionally find different writers and directors to flavor the movies differently.
Right.
Do you understand that this is how Warner and DC are going to set themselves apart from Marvel?
Yeah, I know.
Because they're going to say, oh, those Marvel movies are ha ha ha. We're doing serious character, superhero-driven
stories. Yeah, except they can't say that, because the last one they did was not that.
No, going forward.
Well, no, Man of Steel was serious, wasn't it?
Yeah, but
Man
it
of Steel
wasn't
ha-ha.
It devolved. I mean, I don't want to go back to review Man of Steel again, but it devolved from what you're talking about. Let's talk about how deep of a really interesting character study this is into Dragon Ball Z at the end.
Okay, but I think that
they want
to
stay with that theme, is what you're saying.
Right, but I think that DC thinks that that movie was gritty all the way through. Could talk about it devolving into a nonsense fight at the end of the movie.
It's not, though.
It's not in regards to...
It never takes itself not seriously, if that's what you're trying to say.
That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. So what I'm saying is, it wasn't like Superman was, you know, slapping his knee and cracking jokes as he was...
I get what you're saying. They want to keep with that very serious tone.
Correct.
And not make a joke.
And
which I think is
somber.
I think it's a mistake. I just, it sounds like a mistake. It sounds like a mistake to have a rule for that. I'm not saying that it's a bad idea that the next movie should be very dark in tone and serious, and maybe like one wise crack from one wise crack from Batman kind of thing.
No cracks.
But there shouldn't be a rule to not have humor. I mean, that's, what is this, Footloose? Like, I don't understand.
That's right. It's like, the elders have spoken. There'll be no dancing in DC movies either.
We should be like Kevin Bacon and save the DC universe from themselves. So, I don't get it.
So anyway.
I don't know.
But since you brought up the Joker, sir. Did you see that link that I had sent you earlier today?
You sent me no link.
I did send you a link.
You sent me a link about t-shirts.
Well, what is it?
To an Instagram photo.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, this person is one of several who have pointed this out.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did we win?
I don't agree with it.
Did we win?
And this is the consensus that I could find when researching it last week.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
I was not on
your
side.
Roll the tape back. He was on my side.
Something like that happened to me, you know. I'm not exactly sure what it was. Sometimes I remember it one way, sometimes another. If I'm going to have a past, I prefer it to be multiple choice. Ha, ha, ha. Direct from the pages of Killing Joke.
You're right. I was on your side that what happened in Killing Joke was his origin story.
Correct.
And I thought that it may have been different in New 52 and all that, yes, all that kind of stuff.
So, and a lot of people outside of our listeners seem to agree that his origin story is not definitive.
It's speculative.
Okay.
That's speculative. Because you can take it that way, or you can take it like he's a lunatic and
right. But they didn't. But if that's speculative, then what you said is speculative as
no,
well.
No, because they didn't present that story as a flashback.
Yes, they did.
They did.
He's telling it. That's why the end of the story is. That's how I like
yeah,
to remember.
If you remember, Killing Joke ends. Doesn't Killing Joke end like?
Is he narrating that all?
Yeah,
that? I haven't read that.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
All right. So my point is, if there is any question at all, if there's reasonable doubt,
it's because it's an unreliable narrator.
But
if there's reasonable doubt, then that's not his definitive
then
origin
it's not
story.
His definitive origin is what
definitive,
I'm trying to say.
We should take the word definitive out.
Right.
Well, it's as close to a definitive origin as they've ever presented.
That I believe is true. Yeah.
So right. I'll accept that.
Okay.
Cool.
Moving forward.
Yes.
Absorbing Man.
Next
season's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Brian Patrick Wade has been cast as Absorbing Man.
He have purple striped pants?
He does not have purple striped pants in the promo photo that they have released.
Is he bald?
He is bald.
Oh, that's
shit.
Good.
I think he looks pretty good in that photo. Not maybe a little bit small, but not terrible. I know it's black and white, and I probably have a color one somewhere. But if you look it up, you'll see it.
Oh, I recognize that guy.
Yeah, I think he looks great.
I can't tell.
He almost kind of looks like John Malkovich's cousin.
Where I'm trying to see where. Oh, reveal that Teen Wolf actor. Oh, okay. No. He kind of looks like that guy from Prison Break.
Oh,
Wentworth,
yeah.
A little
Wentworth
bit. I don't know if that's him or not. No, the brother that's actually
Dominic Purcell.
Slam. Yeah.
But I like Absorbing Man. I've actually always kind of liked Absorbing
They've
Man.
They've already done Absorbing Man.
In the cinematic universe?
Yep.
Where? Yeah.
The Hulk's father in the first Hulk movie with Eric Bana.
That's not the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It isn't?
No, it isn't.
No, oh, that's not. Right, because they retconned
they
that.
They retconned that yeah. and kind Edward. Of redid that that's true. As the... Yeah.
Well, they retconned it with Edward Norton and then retconned it again.
No, because...
Technically,
Edward,
they
no,
didn't
Mark
retcon
Ruffalo
it the
is it, Mark Ruffalo simply replaced Edward Norton. Because if you actually look at the list of Phase 1 movies...
is Incredible Hulk?
It is one of
Hulk
those movies.
Is part of
oh,
it,
really?
But not yes. the Hulk.
So that all happened.
Correct.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and actually,
they use clips from
in
it
Iron Man 3.
Yeah,
in the back when Whiplash is working in his
yeah.
little lab, and the TV's in the background is the scene in Washington where the Hulk is like
tearing it up
with those kids in the field.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So that actually did happen.
Got it.
So
they retconned the Eric Bana movie.
I thought they it like kind of no one was really talking about whether it happened or not, but that's good to know. I didn't know that.
That was what's his name too in the first Nick Nolte played Absorbing Man in the first movie.
No, he wasn't Absorbing Man.
You're talking about
Man?
The Ang Lee one?
Oh,
yeah,
he was Absorbing Man.
One.
Yeah, he was Absorbing Man. Yes, Nick Nolte. I remember.
Yes.
But wasn't he like, but he was weird though. He was like a tree at one point and wasn't he?
So he absorbed
yeah,
a
wood.
Whole bunch of
I know,
different
but it was,
stuff.
It was bizarre world. But anyway, I like Absorbing Man. He's one of those villains I always kind of dug.
Are they going to bring in the Wrecking Crew?
I thought it'd be awesome.
That would be funny.
Did Toy Biz do the Absorbing Man figure? The one where he actually comes with like.
Different arms and
he
stuff?
He comes with a
it
different
was in the
arm.
Hulk line.
It was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a pretty good figure.
It's a pretty hard to get figure.
Yeah, I remember. Well, that's back in the day when villains were the chases, remember?
Uh-huh.
Steven Spielberg. I know, the horror that is those days. Steven Spielberg is bringing the Minority Report to television. It looks like he's going to be working on adapting it for TV, but I don't see a network that's going to be Amblin Television.
That's his, just a TV that's and his production. His,
yeah, so I don't know where. I guess maybe he hasn't found a home for it yet.
Well, after that last disaster.
What was the last disaster?
What was the one with the dinosaurs and the other planet? And
Terra Nova.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That one didn't work out so
I thought
well.
You were going to say Falling Skies.
No, that one's working out very well.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. For ratings?
I don't know.
For quality programs.
Well, it's wrapping up this season, right? Isn't this season the last season?
I thought the next season's the last season.
Oh, it's next season?
Really?
Okay.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
that.
I'm pretty positive I heard it was...
I heard it's this or the next one, but I think it is the next season.
But it wasn't canceled. I think they're going up before they get canceled.
No, they decided to wrap it. It's six seasons. This is season four.
Wow, I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, next week actually is the two-hour season finale.
Okay.
Thank God.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
I've heard great things about it. I'll probably catch it on Netflix Monday.
It's definitely a good show.
Why are you so negative?
I don't think he thinks it's a good show.
Yeah, I do. No. I do think it's a good show.
Did it shit the bed at some point in time?
It did at the end of last season. And I think this season is a little bit better. My problem with the show is every season is a new trope from alien invasion movies.
That's true.
It's like it starts one way and then it goes, actually, plot twist, let's use this movie that came out. And I wish I could name them off the top of my head so you'd get, but I also don't want to spoil the whole show either. But
this season would be Independence Day.
Right. So it's like
partly
they're picking and choosing from all kinds of
which
sci-fi.
Is fine. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. At least they're doing it well.
Yeah. I think this season is holding up pretty well overall. Yeah.
I think that's it that I have in the news. But we should talk a little bit about Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Because it did debut.
It did happen
this week. And, you know, if you didn't have a chance to catch this team on it's Eric Nagel 2 weeks ago. We talked about Doctor Who a lot that night.
I heard he broke his hip. new Doctor.
I don't think that's the case. I really liked the debut. I think Capaldi's going to be a great Doctor. I think that he gives us some more clues as to why he's older than he was before.
Yep.
And I think that I was kind of partially right in my speculation in regards to that. And I don't know. I think it's off to a good start. I can understand why you might be hesitant because the transition is always difficult.
No.
But I liked it.
I have no problem with the Peter Capaldi as the new Doctor.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with the way they changed the dynamic with, by the way, spoilers.
Yeah.
Anyway, with Clara.
Right.
I think that was really well done. I honestly like that they pretty much put an end. I think the fan service moment that they have is one fan service, come on, roll your eyes. And at the other hand is a really clever way because it still fits within the way the show would work.
I agree with that.
Of wrapping that whole story up, essentially, and, you know, that gets her to go. I have no problem with those specific moments.
Okay.
I have a problem with... First of all, there's a lot of hinting that's going on.
Okay.
I don't know the universe well enough to know where he keeps saying, this is familiar, what he's talking about. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? The whole episode, he just keeps saying, this feels really familiar.
Yeah. But the episode, what he's talking about is something you've seen. You shouldn't have to know the episode. You shouldn't have to know the universe well enough at all. He's referring to the Madame de Pompadour episode with the clockwork villains.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about.
You are so
it's the same villain. It's a progression of that villain in this time period from that time period.
I thought I was missing something else.
No.
Because when he says something like, you've been around since the Roman times,
and
when he said stuff like, I don't know where I got this face from, which is clearly alluding to the fact that you said they were going to explain this season where he got this face from, which means that that character is going to matter and all that.
Right.
Like, they're clearly hinting at a bigger picture. The thing with the ad in the newspaper is clearly hinting at what really happened.
Sure.
The thing with he has a new girlfriend, allegedly, whoever that lady is in Paradise, Missy, I think her name is, or something like all of those bigger mysteries. I'm excited to see what they do this season.
Sure.
But there's something not as intriguing overall about the way this episode went that I felt like it was a standard middle of the season episode. It didn't feel like a premiere to me.
Other
than the fact that, yes, we know it's a newer generation, so they're working out on what makes him different, and I think it's interesting that he's much older than he said he is in the past, and he's talking about righting wrongs, so it may go deeper into his own personal story. I like how they're setting this all up. It just didn't feel it didn't feel like one of those great episodes of Doctor Who where I was like, that was a Moffat premiere, that was a finale. It just felt like this could have been anywhere in the season. Understanding that I know the regeneration happened, it just didn't feel that crazy to me.
I will agree.
Does that make sense?
Will agree that it was probably not one of the better episodes of the show.
Right.
But it wasn't a bad episode.
I'm not saying it was bad. It felt like one of the mediocre ones that I binged watched when I was on Netflix.
Right.
I'm like, okay, let's get to the next one. Oh, that's good. Like, it didn't feel
worthy
of being the premiere of the season
There was a little too much going on in the episode, I think, for it to have the impact that maybe they wanted it to have. And I think what's going on is that this form of the Doctor, or this Doctor, is so unfamiliar with his past and what went on, as opposed to some of the, like when Tennant took over for Eccleston, it was like done, right? He knew exactly what was going on. Other than the fact that he had a new face,
yeah,
he was just like ready to roll.
Well,
and even Smith, when Smith took over for Tennant, it was the same thing. He was ready to roll.
But their whole point was that those, the Smith specifically, intentionally forgot everything.
Right.
Right? Because the whole point with Eccleston is he's scarred by what he did in the Time War off screen.
Correct.
And Tennant is a little more playful, but still not really talking about it. And then Smith intentionally forgets it. That's the whole fucking, isn't that the whole plot of the,
well, he forgets some of the what specials? Happened during the Time War. But right. What I'm talking about is,
but I'm saying, for so personality-wise,
Smith's debut episode, though.
Yeah.
His transition was not clumsy.
Right.
To me, it felt like he picked up where Tennant went, as far as the episode dynamic right. is concerned. Whereas yeah. Capaldi is dealing with this whole amnesia, I don't know who I am thing.
That's true.
And so maybe they needed to scale back the villain in the first episode and give Capaldi more transition to explore that amnesia that he's going
that
through.
That would make sense.
Yeah, there's something weird about the balance of what's going on that makes none of the threads fully satisfying.
Right.
So seeing it from I have a season of this, I like what they've set up. I like the new dynamic. I think Peter Capaldi's an interesting choice. I'm excited to see what they do. And I still trust the writers to deliver something really cool. As a standalone episode, or as an episode of Doctor Who, I wasn't like, wow, that's going to be fucking awesome. Like, I just, it doesn't feel
that way to
me. Do you
think Paradise at the end of the episode actually does tie in to The Girl Who Waited, that episode? Or do you think it's just coincidence and they happen to use the same set?
The girl who...
Have you seen that? Have you seen that picture floating around online? I thought I had sent you a link to that picture. No. So, you know the episode, The Girl Who Waited? That's the one where Amy Pond gets stuck in that amusement park and she waits for years and years and years. She gets really old at the end of the episode, right? And eventually the Doctor and Rory figure out how to get her out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So there's a scene in that amusement park where she's standing in a garden facing out. Yeah. It's the same exact garden that Missy and the robot are in.
No, I think that's something Moffat would do, is try to tie everything together from every season before he leaves the show. Absolutely.
So it adds a little bit of intrigue. Is that the same? Is that what Paradise really is? Clearly, in my opinion, Missy is the one that placed the ad in the newspaper.
Well, yeah.
But who she is, we don't know.
But it's also,
I don't think she's the master. I don't think she's River Song. I think she's a new character.
She's very River Songian, though. And River Song did have regenerations and we didn't see them.
I don't think River Song would call her
the Doctor's boyfriend.
His boyfriend. She would refer to him as her husband.
I absolutely,
if anything.
I agree. I'm not saying that it is her boy. I'm not saying that she is River Song.
And
I'm saying that
River Song,
I
want to
learn more about this character very, very quickly, because otherwise it feels like they're doing River Song again.
River Song is also dead.
Yes.
And her ability to regenerate would have been, in theory, after this character, Missy, is around.
That's also true.
So she couldn't have regenerated into that character.
Also
true.
In
my opinion.
No, I don't think she's River Song.
Yeah.
I'm saying the fact that non-linear, whatever, placing ads to get people to get is very... Like,
I think it's more likely that she's somehow related to that, to the woman who was in the religious spaceship in the last episode of... Who kind of had that...
Yeah.
She kind of said she had a relationship with the Doctor, but it was elusive as to what it was.
Talking about the
yes,
high priestess,
the high priestess,
lady
or whatever.
Yeah. I got it. So clearly, I have to go to IO9 or whoever and look at all the references you missed in this episode, kind of thing. But again, that's just my thing. I wasn't blown away, or I didn't feel premiere finale like that kind of thing. About
Fair enough.
Show. Yeah.
And then the only other thing I want to just mention real quick, it's not confirmed, but it is rumor that Jenna Coleman is leaving the Christmas episode this season.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's actually going to happen yet. It hasn't been confirmed.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess if it does, I wouldn't be entirely surprised. I don't know how long that dynamic would work. I think that they need to wrap up her story, though, rather quickly.
Yeah, but I think you can tell they're kind of doing that.
I hope so.
I feel that they have a. I mean, I think you can wrap it up by Christmas.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of. It's going to have to be a lot of focus on her though.
Yeah.
To wrap it up by Christmas, a lot of focus on her, and I think that's going to detract from the focus on the Doctor.
No throwaway.
So that'll
be
interesting. Yeah, that's what I mean. And it's going to be interesting to figure out that balance for them. But I think with that we could probably take our first break.
Definitely. All right, OG, and after that Doctor Who segment, we will take our first break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Episode
342.
This
title has been censored for copyright infringement.
and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 342.
This title has been censored for copyright infringement.
There it is.
It's a good title.
It is a good title. Yeah. That's why we picked it. We're clever folks on occasion when we're given the opportunity to be clever. We do have a new sponsor to the show.
Yes.
What I've been led to believe.
Satellite Comics and Games.
Ooh, the lolly. And where are they located?
They are in...
I'm sorry.
No.
They're in lovely Chatham, New
Jersey.
Lovely Chatham, New Jersey.
Yes, 228 Main Street, Chatham, New Jersey.
Oh, that's nice, right? That downtown area right there? Yeah.
You can give them a phone call at 973-507-9656.
Of course, don't call them.
Don't call them yet, before Monday. Yes, they're actually officially opening this Monday, September the 1st, 11 a.m. They will be open for business. The first 20 people in the door on Monday the 1st will get a free t-shirt.
I'm going.
I want a free t-shirt.
Word.
Yeah.
You ain't even going to be around.
Two places at once.
All right. And I'm also reading here that every purchase on September 1st will be entitled to a 10% discount.
Woo-wee!
Uh-huh. So that's very exciting. They have
Trader
all...
waiters. Now's your chance.
Now's your chance. They're going to have comics, games, you know, all that sort of jazz.
Fun times.
And they're going to have sandwiches. They're going to have games and things going on. Sandwiches courtesy of the Chatham Sandwich Shop.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
I do have a question. Will they have lollipops for our listeners?
If they mention, I don't believe we've discussed that promotion all with them
so
yet.
So not yet.
Not
But
as.
Soon.
So either I'm if either
hard.
Of you go,
yeah.
What I suggest is
we're both going. Are we both going to that? I'm going to that.
Bringing a bag of lollipops and discreetly placing it on the counter.
That means we would have to purchase the lollipops, sir. That's not the
Well, look, if you don't want to get shady and steal them from someplace, that's up to you.
Did you just suggest we should?
I might have.
Okay, fair enough.
They're open 11 through 9 p.m., 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday. I'm sorry, 11 to 9, Monday, Saturday.
Do they have a website where they can check out this information?
Yeah, why don't we send them to the Facebook
page?
They
have a Facebook page.
Okay.
But it's not on there. Hold on, I'm just trying to figure. 11 through 9, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I think, and Saturday. 11 to 7 on Tuesday, and 11 to 5 on Sunday. That's it.
Hi. There you go.
Okay.
What's the Facebook page? Facebook.com/... Satellite Comics?
I believe that's correct, sir. Yes,
nice.
Satellite Comics.
Look at me with the guess. I mean, it wasn't a lot of options.
They're definitely going to Satellite Comics. It's like some Russian.
Yeah, it's like some Russian
comic shop.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Satellite Comics and Games. I'm sure if you Google Satellite Comics and Games,
pops up.
New Jersey, it pops up and it brings you right to the Facebook page. They're going to have a real website pretty soon also.
Very cool place.
Very nice.
So yeah, definitely check those guys out if you're in the area, stop by and see them. They're going to have back issues, and they're going to have lots of games, current issues as well, trades,
awesome.
And all kinds of great stuff. It's going to be a great new local shop.
We like new local shops.
Yeah. So, and actually, speaking of Satellite Comics and Games, in the very near future, we will actually be taping an episode at Satellite Comics and Games.
That's what I hear.
So, as part of the as-yet-unannounced world tour... Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the world tour. That will be one of the stops we'll be making. Do you have a local comic shop or toy store or place you think Big Kev's Geek Stuff should come and tape an episode? Give our GVM line a call.
At 425-920-6050.
And give us all the details and maybe we will come to a shop near you.
Fan. Fantastic.
You know what we could do then?
What?
Tour t-shirts.
There you go.
That would be funny.
I'm down with it. Just the two of us riding scapegoat.
Wow.
Wow.
You're going to make it sexual.
I didn't mean like that. Huh? All right.
Hey, I just want to mention this real quick, too. There's some people doing some comic book research. Right now, data is being collected on comic book retailers and minority character representation, which I figure is something you'd be interested in, OG.
I don't think I like that.
This is your chance to share your opinion on comics. They'd like you to go to maskedminoritiesproject.wordpress.com.
All right.
Masked, MASKEDMINORITIES project.wordpress.com. And what's that?
A lot of dots.
A lot of dots. And you can also email, wow, what is that? Me.
How about I post the link to the email on the website?
All right, you can do that. That's fine.
Does that work?
Yeah. Is it because I'm my allergies are acting up? You made
it sound like perhaps the email was difficult, and I'm thinking someone driving listening to the episode right now may not remember it.
It's probably they're probably not emailing.
So I'm just going to post the link.
All right,
and then they can access it.
So yeah, you can check it out. The girl doing the research is really quite cute. Just saying. So you should definitely check that out. And
mewresearch@gmail.com.
You remember her?
Yeah, no. I'm gonna throw this out here. Just real quick, are you basically flirting with her and using this show as a vehicle to do that?
No, it's comic book research, and I think it's important stuff.
Okay. Would you have mentioned it if she weren't cute?
Absolutely would have.
Okay. Fair enough.
I rest my case. I just don't know why that was important to mention.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
Can we move forward?
Because it's a comedy show. That's why it's important to mention.
This is no comedy show, sir. No jokes here, Big Business.
Yeah, no
jokes.
Is that
the new rule?
That's the new rule.
No jokes.
In effect, immediately.
On to our next news bulletin.
Do you guys have any comic book news this week?
Some came out.
Some did. I read the most recent issue.
There were images.
Of Injustice. Still loving it. Still a great book. Still good.
Titan Comics, Alien Legion, number three of their new series came out.
Nice.
If you've never read Alien Legion, this is at least the fourth or fifth publisher that's put them out.
Cool.
I'm down with that. Some good stuff.
I heard this isn't really comic book news, but it's sort of comic book related. Donald Glover has been cast to voice Spider-Man in the new animated project coming from Donald Glover, if you don't recall, actually petitioned the interwebs years ago to be cast as Spider-Man in the Sony reboot. And perhaps it would have been a better choice to cast him. The way that reboot's going.
Perhaps not rebooting it. I like Andrew Garfield.
Actually, I like Andrew Garfield. I think he just got cast in a shitty rendition of those particular
films. Yeah, I think Andrew Garfield's a good Spider-Man. Yeah,
and I like Emma Stone, too.
Agreed.
So. All right, let's move on to product. I have two things this evening. Do you guys have anything? First thing up, I have the. I just want to mention that these just came out. I think it was a week ago or a week and a half ago. The Lemon Zombie Faden and Creamsicle Brocato. You're gonna do it right this time.
Did you say it right?
I believe I did this.
Brocatol?
Nope. That we learned is incorrect.
Brocatol. Please see your doctor if you have any Brocato. Heart condition or.
Side effects may include.
It's the next two in that line. I think they come out the 15th of each month. So these were the August releases. They are still available. Just as a little teaser, we may have some custom zombie fade-ins for New York Comic Con. And I'm working on some possible custom brocados for New York Comic Con as well.
Can we bring up a little topic, speaking of the OMFGs?
Yeah.
Did you see what I wrote on Facebook the other day?
I did not.
Why has no one made candy?
What do you mean, why is no
one made? No one made OMFG edibles?
I don't know.
There you go.
I guess they haven't figured out a way to do it yet.
I put it on Facebook. I TM'd it.
Right.
So it was
mine. You got it?
Yep.
I do want to say real quick.
Gummies?
What we're mentioning October
There was the
toys.
Ones. I'm sorry to interrupt. There was the one. They were like rainbow colored.
Yeah.
I said, why are these not? I said to George, why are these not? Why has no one made edible versions of these yet? And everybody was like, yes.
All right. So do it.
My standard fee is 10%.
All right. There you go. I do want to say a very special thank you. We didn't say it last week or the week before, but we probably should have. And
she did say make a big deal out of it. So.
I do really want to thank Aileen. Aileen was huge in helping us get the website back up and running after the debacle with PowWeb, by the way, PowWeb is done as far as we're concerned. We're officially done with them in its entire capacity.
Fuck them. Did we write them and say, give us our money?
And we did get a portion of it back, yes.
Oh, wow. So,
fuck you, PowWeb.
So, but she was really... she really, really helped us out. She's continued to help us out with little things that we've wanted to do and some soft rollout changes that we wanted to make and
you know
things
why,
like
right?
that. Why?
Me.
If that's what you tell yourself to get to bed at night, then...
It's a me and Aileen thing.
All right. Well, Aileen, either way, thank you so very much. Be sure to check out Toy Break each and every week over at toybreak.com and continue to support October Toys because they're always very good to us.
Yeah.
And did you see we'd like
her,
to be good back
did
to
you
them.
See thank her you. Ice bucket challenge?
I did not know. I know she did one, but I did not see it.
All right.
Let's move on with our other product. Product.
Product.
Thank you to Ben over at 3D Retro.
Ben!
We have the final.
Ooh.
Although I hope it's not final.
I was going to say, it can't be final,
well,
can it?
It is the final out of the four that were originally planned.
Okay.
Now Mouseketeer Army figure.
Yes.
This is... Oh, my God. I forgot his name. Devilock was the last one. And
isn't it on the box?
It is
sir?
Not on the box.
Oh, you got to look that shit up?
I will look it up.
Do you want to put it on hold?
But no, I can look it up and talk.
Let me see the figure while you're struggling.
So this one, if you remember the group shot figure, this is the one with the spiked mohawk.
Yes. He also comes with a chain.
He comes with a chain and a broken bottle.
Broken bottle. Uh-huh. He is tattooed.
It's the same tattoo that that they all have. They all have that tattoo in one spot.
Oh, I see it, yeah.
You know, because they're a little gang. Liberty. That's his name.
Oh, Liberty. I get it, because he looks like the Statue of Liberty.
I see what they did there.
The crown is just, you know, rotated.
Yeah, and he can hold the bottle.
He can hold the bottle. But
that's funny.
It's still one of my favorite lines. Bob Dobb is the artist, and he's worked with 3D Retro to put all of these out. Ben was kind enough to get us one to talk about on the show. In addition to the two accessories, it has, well, I think only three, maybe four points of articulation. But
what in this day of age?
That's perfect for these figures.
I know.
Because you're not going to play with these figures.
No, definitely display pieces.
These are much more display pieces. Yeah, there's, let's see, I'm going to crack them open here. We've got the head.
One.
The arms.
Two. Now, are those points of articulation
waist,
or places where articulation?
The knee.
See, it's more
so,
than.
So the knee, I was wrong. So that's it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points of articulation.
There you go.
But it's really quite
that's more than a Star Wars figure.
And well, as a set, these are great. I mean,
absolutely.
They display great together.
Oh, totally.
The busted up black guy.
Yeah.
Clearly, he's been in a bit of a scuffle. So check out 3DRetro.com. I think you could still get most of these.
Oh, yeah?
If you check it out over there.
They are really cool.
And check out Bob Dobb. His artwork is really awesome as well. I think he's my favorite in the line.
So are they now going to do the other side?
I have not heard that there are plans to do the other side. One would hope.
Yeah.
That they do the other side.
I hope so.
But I think Liberty is my favorite in the line, and followed actually by the original, the very first one.
Yeah,
right.
Cool.
Then Devilock, and then the skull face kind of one is cool, but he's my least favorite of all the cools, which still isn't a bad spot to be.
No,
I guess.
No.
In the
it's
grand
the best,
scheme
worst, cool,
of things,
best.
It's the best worst cool. Yeah. But yes, please check out 3DRetro.com. Check out the Bob Dobb.
Yes.
Mouseketeer Army figures. They're awesome.
They
you
are.
Have
they're
if you're a Disney cool. fan, if you're a toy fan in general, they're just cool to have.
They're really cool.
And one more thing I wanted to mention that I don't have in studio, but I found it interesting / aggravating.
Oh, I do have a thing to mention.
Playmates.
Oh, yeah, that's my thing.
Is that your thing?
Yeah, the one I posted on your thing today.
And I saw it yesterday as well.
Oh, okay.
So Playmates...
Thought I was ahead of you on something.
...is going to be doing comic book versions of TMNT characters.
Now let's talk pros and cons.
Wait, what?
So the cons are no one should be doing
these.
Hold
on. Let's bring Scapegoat up to speed first.
Okay.
They're doing versions of the Turtles based on the comic.
The original comic.
Got it.
Original
okay.
Raj.
Got it. Right. Got it. Okay.
So go on, OG. Con.
No one should be doing these but NECA.
All right.
That's the con.
Let's do a pro. Pro, they all have red bandanas.
Yeah, so did the NECA ones.
I know that. I'm not saying... No,
I know.
We're not getting nitty gritty. The point is, if they're going to do original versions, at least they're doing them correctly.
They are at least doing them correctly.
Do they favor the designs of the original book? No.
No, they're weird.
Yeah.
They're like this weird mashup.
Yeah.
They're like...
They're thin.
They're
small.
And they seem...
Heady.
Blockier.
Yes.
than the NECA slash and the actual designs.
Yeah, and the problem is we're spoiled because those NECA pieces are perfect. The black and white ones in particular look like they walked off of the page.
You know, NECA, before that line got canceled, they had two or three more figures that they had planned.
Yeah.
That they protoed.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, what I hear is that they are actually, and this does not affect them, by the way. This Playmates what does not affect this. They are working to bring out the rest of that line direct to collectors.
Oh, really?
Through conventions and stuff like that.
We'll see.
So we might see more pieces from NECA.
I hope it's Casey Jones.
I hope so. Casey Jones and Shredder and a Foot Soldier are the three that I believe they had planned and never made it.
We should ask Randy Falk.
Randy confirmed it.
He did.
First thing I did was ask Randy.
Right.
I was like, Randy, does this stop you from doing what you want to do? And he was like, as far as I know right now, no. They're still moving forward, that it could happen simultaneously.
I mean, the fact that they're at least based on the book and they all have the same bandanas and they're only, you know, mostly identifiable by their weapons, which is the way the original book was, it almost makes me intrigued enough to maybe possibly consider looking at them at a toy store.
I'll probably buy them. I'll tell you what.
I can't go that far. I can't go past that commitment I just made.
I will probably buy them because they're different enough from the NECA ones to fit into my collection.
Absolutely.
I still won't buy those shit-ass new movie versions, but I will buy those.
Why not?
Because they fucking suck.
You have one. Let me ask you this question. When they inevitably go on clearance.
Yes. When I can get them for $3 a figure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is absolutely going to happen.
I will be getting the Funko Mini Mystery Turtles, though. They look great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they look really cool.
That Funko Sci-Fi line is coming out, too, isn't it?
I know.
They got Rocketeer in there.
Yep.
I got to get that one.
It's some good stuff in that line. Funko, kicking ass. Dancing Groot coming next from Funko.
Yeah. Soon, Entertainment Earth.
Yeah.
Entertainment Earth has already solicited it for sale. It's $10 on Entertainment Earth. And they said it's exclusive. Is it exclusive to Entertainment Earth?
It might be.
I
don't have a problem with that. I'll get it from Entertainment Earth.
It's all great. I'll probably get one also from Entertainment Earth. It's still not the one that we want.
No, of course not.
We want the real one. This is a Funko one. So it's, you know.
I want someone to take the
dancing, giant head, little body.
I want someone to take the dancing flower technology and get someone to resin sculpt a little Groot.
Yep.
And make it happen.
Yep.
Make it happen.
I think Hasbro is going to do it.
I hope so. That's all I have. Do you guys have anything else?
Mm-hmm.
No. All right. So don't forget to check out the t-shirts. We need 13 more before we can consider even going into production. Hopefully we get even more than that.
Fat guys order now, said Scape Group.
And little people. Little people also order now. Because normally speaking, we don't order a lot of mediums even. Let's be honest. Large and extra large.
What are you trying to say?
I'm being honest, is what I'm trying to say.
You're saying the audience is fat now?
I'm trying
What is with the two of you?
Generally speaking,
the two of you just hate fat people.
We sell larges and extra larges more than anything else.
He's saying order it now because we're not going to have you fat guy sizes later.
You should order what you want now so that you have it.
As a business model.
There you go. Because you ain't going to get another chance, fatty.
As a business model, we tend to sell more large and extra large. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying that if there is a female version of the shirt, if you need an extra, extra small, you should order now.
You should order it now.
You never know what you need.
That's right. You might as well order it now. That's what you're saying.
That's what we're saying.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget, you can also check us out online at BigKevsGeekStuff.com where all of our episodes
will be soon. We're actually changing the name of the show to Big Fat Kev's Geek Stuff.
I admit, you said it, not me. But I hope someone makes a meme of that for next week.
All right, great. And the contest is...
You said it, not me. I just want to go on the record. So BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Good thing we are on the record.
You can find us on Twitter, at GeekStuffOG.
Scapegoat GS.
BK Geek Stuff.
That was almost smooth.
And of course, you could reach us on the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And hopefully we'll have some more New York Comic Con news for you next week.
Yes, lots of New York Comic Con news.
Some exclusive news, booth numbers, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
And anything else we can reveal. Although I could say we've got some awesome prints lined up.
on the road to episode 350.
That's right.
Which we can probably say now is probably going to be a live taping.
That's correct.
Somewhere, which we will announce soon.
We're working on the location, although I think we have one.
I think we have
down,
it pretty nailed down. Yeah.
We can't announce it
not yet.
So if you're local, again, or sort of local, you might want to come out for 350.
Why not?
Or if you want to come out from foreign lands and hotel. And
there are lots of hotels in the area. Plenty of hotels.
We will go out with you to eat afterwards.
There you go. That's right. Big Kids Geek Stuff bar party.
Crawl.
The only time Big Kev Eat Stuff will actually happen.
That's it.
Yeah. You make it happen.
Wait a minute. You're on my side on the Eat Stuff.
I am. I'm trying to be.
You're trying to be on both sides.
No.
You're just trying to cuddle up after the fat jokes all day.
Absolutely not.
So offended.
There's a lot of sides going on right now.
Do you hear that, though? That's getting really loud.
A lot of sides.
Well, it's been going,
A lot of sides.
I tried to slip that in there.
No, that was nice.
Is that good? I got that in there?
That's awesome.
Thanks.
It's unbelievable. One more? Anybody want to slide one more fat joke into the episode?
Nope, but you should probably.
No, I don't think anything else will. I don't think anything else will fit.
You know what? Wow, there it is. I was going to say, instead of calling the episode, we should have called it, Fat Stuff or something like that. Yeah.
I think No Jokes would have been a good title.
So,
Big Kev Eats Us. That's the meme, by the way.
Wow.
That's the meme. Big Kev eating his two goals.
Listen, I was ready to end the show.
Hey,
you kept it going.
Three t-shirts,
that's
not
it,
two?
That's it.
Oh, there we go. That's awesome.
Big Kev Eats Us.
That's great.
All right.
That's awesome for my self-esteem.
And with that.
Big Kev.
Oh, no, sure, now? All right, are we done? We don't want to slide any more.
Do you have any more
fat jokes in there?
You have any more that you can fit?
No. With that, OG and Scape Groot, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close. Episode 342.
This title has been censored for copyright.
The way we end all episodes by saying good night, Sir Richard Attenborough, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree.
This title has been censored for copyright infringement.